helping the environment, conserving resources, being healthy, and saving money. That's what it's all about. And you have found the right place for that information. It's Green Living with Howard Garrett.
Welcome, everybody. Let's talk a little green living today. We've got a fun show for you. We're going to talk about the contest we have going on the website on dirtdoctor.com. And we'll talk about products a little bit, and we'll talk about anything that you've got going on around the place. If you've got a question about using non-toxic products of any kind, controlling any kind of pests, or taking care of anything, we'll try to help you with it. We're going to have a guest at the bottom of the hour that's a friend of mine that I hadn't talked to in quite a while. His name's Alan Nation, and he's the owner of a publication called the Stockman Grass Farmer. And Alan has been involved in agriculture for a long time, and is, I don't know when his transition was. We'll talk to him about it. He's really into grass-fed techniques and organics and all the things that we talk about. He's into raw milk and cheese and all that kind of stuff. So we'll get him on and chat. And if you want to talk to me or talk to him later, the number is the same, and only one number you need. It's 1-866-444-3478. We've got a contest going on the website. You can go to dirtdoctor.com and you can see it. And by the way, on dirtdoctor.com, right there on the left side, you can see Alan's smiling face, so you know who we're talking about. I talked to Doreen earlier, and there'll be a link to his basic information there if it's not already there. And information about a couple of new things on the website. We've got an easier way for you to find blog. We were talking last week about all these new things that we had in the website, and some of them are located in the blog. The slideshows of the two puppy and our older mutt that are the feature animals of the contest. And you can get there easy now. You don't have to go through several clicks. Just click on blog, and it takes you right to the area where you can see our new puppy, whose name is Tater. It's already been shortened to Tate in some cases, it seems like, Judy was telling me. But a little slideshow of that SPCA rescued dog, and also our other mutt, Hannah, who is older. And what we're doing is we're using a new, it's new to me, I don't know how long it's been around, need to find that out, I guess. It's a new little testing kit that's on the market, and you swab the inside of the dog's mouth, the inside of the cheek, with basically a long Q-tip, and then you send that in to the company, and they send you back information about what the mix is of your mixed breed dog, what the genetics is, and we're really looking forward to it. I sent the swabs away yesterday, and it'll be somewhere between a week and 2 weeks. I'm not exactly sure, but that's fine, because in the meantime, we're taking entries into the contest, guessing what the mix is. And if you want to, we've already had a few come in. It's really interesting to see how people are guessing. I think one of the early ones underestimated the size of the puppy, and we've put information about the size a little bit more there and their ages and so forth. So click on that and check it out. If you don't have computer capabilities, you can go to a library or school or something like that and check it out and get in that way. But on the computer is the only way we have to do it, because we have to show you the slides and give you the information there. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting. Judy and I have been guessing about what Hannah is for a long time, and we've had some pretty wild guesses about her. She has changed considerably, and you'll see in the slideshow there that Hannah has changed a lot. She was a fluffy, beautiful blonde puppy. In adolescence, she got pretty gangly and not that great looking. Her fur wasn't as pretty for a while. And she's been on the Munster dog food all along. That hadn't changed. It's just that she went through a phase during that growth spurt of not looking all that great and really looking different than she looked as a puppy and that she looks now. And you'll see now that her coat is just gorgeous, really thick and pretty, and she's interesting. There's one thing that I probably need to get a shot of that I haven't yet to show you. She doesn't have a lower canine. She got in a bad fight with Tully. They were good friends, but they'd get into it from time to time. And Tully was so powerful, they locked jaws one day, and Tully literally tore about 3 teeth out of her head. So she's fine. She just looks a little funny with the one canine there now. But anyway, the company that is doing the test, and they've donated the test kit, it's a company called BioPet Vet Lab. And our next newsletter will be all about the product and the test and the connection. But you don't have to wait on the newsletter. The newsletter is just going to be a convenient way for people. And, you know, the 70,000 people that aren't listening, maybe aren't all listening to the show, a way to get the information. But you can go in there right now and see it all. Just go on the website. And it's over on the left-hand side of the website saying the Mutt Identification Contest or something like that. I'll pull it up in just a little bit. Let's see what else I need to tell you about. There's some things going on besides on the website in the garden. It's time for fall gardening. We'll talk about it. We'll work it in a little bit. We talk about it some on this Green Living show, although we talk about a lot of other things as well. We're continuing to make the shop, the Green Living shop, more convenient for you, add products. Hopefully we'll have this lab kit for testing your animals. I think a lot of people are going to be interested in checking out what their mutt is. And I think it will surprise you from what little I've seen so far of some of the other tests that they've run. It's not always perfectly clear, you know, who the parents were of a mixed breed dog, and it's going to be interesting to see this deal. Our little puppy is a small dog. I don't think he's going to get to be very big. He has little bitty paws, and Hannah's full grown, and so you can see what she's going to be and see what she looked like as a puppy. So check it all out right on the left side of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Haven't had a whole lot of pest people have been calling me about and checking in on this week, with the exception of ants. I think ants have been the most common thing. Ants in the house can be vacuumed up, but if they just keep coming back, you need to do something about it. You can kill them with orange oil. You can kill them, the ants, pretty well with the BioWash product. That's the fancy soap that we use for a whole lot of reasons. The BioWash is actually made from potatoes and some other vegetables. It's a fatty acid-based product. But of all the soaps, and soap was the first organic product I ever used. When Logan was born in 1985 and I just started looking into organics, I didn't even know what the word meant. I had heard that you could kill insects with soap and water. And so I grabbed whatever we had. It was some kind of liquid ivory or joy or something. I can't remember exactly what it was. It was one of those two, I think. And I mixed up about a tablespoon per gallon and sprayed some aphids on some plants. Lo and behold, it killed them. And that was, I don't know, that was the hook after deciding I didn't want to have toxic things around my little girl anymore. That was the first tool that I ever used, and just pulled it out of the from under the kitchen sink and tried it. And then that spurred me on to make some phone calls and start asking about it. And I met John Dromgoole and Malcolm Beck and some other people who taught me the basic concepts of not trying to control nature, especially with toxic chemicals, but to work within nature's laws and systems. And it sounds a little puzzling when you first hear it. How can that possibly work? But the good news is that it all works much better. And once you get into it full bore, and I recommend that you do that, go cold turkey. It works better in every way, including from a financial standpoint. You save money. For those of you that get into it with your potted plants and interior plants and gardening, one of the big cost savings, besides not having to replace plants that got sick and infested and died, you can cut your water bill just about half. And we've proved that on golf courses, large commercial landscapes, and home gardens of all kinds. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number if you want to chat is 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Let's talk about Munster Natural Dog Food. It's made with a blend of five different grains, and that's different because most pet foods have only one or two. Flaxseed is added to become the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Nutritional experts have found that a diet rich in omega-3 and natural antioxidants significantly improves the health and appearance of animals. Natural tocopherols, which are a source of vitamin E, citric acid, and rosemary extract are the natural antioxidants used in Munster Natural instead of the toxic chemicals that I don't like BHA, BHT, and ethoxyquin. Fortified with vitamins and minerals, Munster Natural comes in three different rations for puppies, mothers, and athletes, for normally active dogs, and for senior and less active dogs. But also now, the latest addition is Munster Natural's chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With seven optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden, and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Garrett back with you. Somebody commented on my classical music bumpers the other day. Glad you like them. We'll be changing those up from time to time, but a little different. We've used birds and we'll continue to in some of the hours. That you probably heard the ad for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. I'm taking those and very impressed. So if anybody's ever mentioned probiotics to you, doctors or health people or whatever, that's probably the one you need to look into. I recommend it highly, so check it out. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We've got a deal going, and it's a little hard to find on our website right now. I need to find out exactly how that works with a water filter company called Aquasana. Now, for years, I've been trying to tell people a good way to go with water filters, and this Aquasana I'm very impressed with. They have above-counter filters, real simple filters, below-counter filters. They have whole house systems and all that. So we'll be giving you more and more information on that, and we're delighted to have them on board with us. I was talking to Bruce Dooley on Bob Webster's show this morning. I do a little stint with Bob every Saturday morning. He's on KTSA down in San Antonio, and Bob Webster was filling in for him. I don't know what Bob's doing. He's running around the country doing something. And Bruce had worked in Costa Rica with the Rainforest Radio people down there, helping save turtles for one thing and being involved in some other wildlife that company's involved in. But the Rainforest Radio is where Logan, my daughter, works, and we had a visit with them on the air here this past week, and I'm sure they'll have it a podcast up on their website here pretty soon. Logan was with us, and the owner, Jana, and several other people, and it was kind of interesting because we had several people talking at the same time, but I think you might enjoy that, so you might check it out on Rainforest Radio. Let me know what you think. We'll be doing more work with them. Logan, speaking of puppies, the puppy contest, Logan is still taking care of the 10 puppies. As of yesterday, it was yesterday or the day before, she said that the puppies had not yet opened their eyes. And there's 10 of them, 10 still really healthy. She's doing a whole lot of bottle feeding and hand feeding. She's really learning a lot about this puppy business. Bruce suggested that we swab all of those dogs and see what their mix is. The mother she might be the way to go. She's very interesting. She looks a little bit like the white dog on the Little Rascals show on television, white with black spots. She's pretty interesting. Some of the puppies are very, very different looking, so there was probably multiple dads involved in that. So we'll keep you posted on that. But in the meantime, and she just sent me some new photographs, and I haven't even been able to pull them up and see exactly what they are. But in the blog of DirtDoctor.com, you can see those puppies also. And we'll be putting some new ones up as the puppies get older, and she sends us new shots on all that. Let's see what else we've got going. I tell you what, Alan's already here, isn't he? I think I may just pull Alan up, and we'll go ahead and talk because I want as much time with him today as possible. Alan Nation is on the line. Alan, are you there? How in the world are you? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I know. You're a busy man.
Well, so are you. We put your smiling face with your version of a silly hat like I wear on our website there so they know what my guest looks like. Alan is the owner of the Stockman Grass Farmer. And the first thing I wanted to ask you, Alan, is I didn't realize you were 90-something years old.
I'm not. I bought the magazine when I was 30 years old, so it preceded me.
Well, I had never noticed that before, that it started in 1947. Who were the original owners?
I don't remember the man's name. It went through a series of owners, I bought it for $500 down and $500 a year or something like that. The guy that sold it to me really wanted to get rid of it bad, you know.
Well, that's good. Well, Alan, I assume, to correct me if I'm wrong, started out as a traditional rancher and has kind of evolved. Would that be safe to say?
Yeah, I've been evolving with the market, trying to stay ahead of the market and involving in my own interests too. You know, I grew up on a cattle ranch and up in the Mississippi Delta. Our family had a big levee ranch where we ran. A couple of hundred beef cows that we ran on the Mississippi River levee, and I subsequently, at 16 years of age, became the ag editor of our local newspaper and started a journalism career, you know, an agricultural journalism mm-hmm. career, and led to the Stockman Grass Farmer, and What we were interested in was pretty much a traditional magazine, and then in 1984, I went to New Zealand for the first time and saw that in New Zealand, people didn't call themselves cattle raisers or cattle ranchers. They called themselves grass farmers,
mm-hmm.
and that they saw that they were to grow a crop of grass and to use an animal as a combine to harvest the grass, which was just a revolutionary way of looking at things.
Well, let's talk about that more after this break, okay? I want to talk about, I've made some trips to Argentina. I think you've been there as well. I'm talking to Alan Nation, friend of mine, and a cattleman. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted Best Buy by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Visit aquasana.com or call 1-866-NO-BOTTLE for the Dirt Doctor special. 20% off factory direct purchases. Tell them the Dirt Doctor sent you or use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount. Free same day shipping and a free Aquasana glass water bottle. Order now by calling 1-866-NO-BOTTLE or visit aquasana.com and make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Garrett back with you, visiting today with Alan Nation, who's the owner of the Stockman Grass Farmer. Yeah, Alan, we spent a little time down in Argentina, and I know you have spent a bunch of time down there, and I guess that was part of your education on the kinds of things you recommend and write about now.
Right. I first went down to Argentina, I think, in the mid-1980s or late 1980s, and what fascinated me there was that cattle were raised on the best land in Argentina. Mm-hmm. The idea in the United States, well, you put those on trash land that you can't do anything else with. And what they'd use was that they used pasture to renovate their soils, and the crops were in rotation with pasture. It would be in, an alfalfa fescue base pasture for 5 years, and then you would plow that down and then grow, corn, soybeans, sunflowers, whatever, a rotation of crops, and then it would go back to pasture. And that way, they were able to grow all their crops with no fertilizer input at all. They didn't use any nitrogen or, you know, weed control or anything. Because the interesting thing is that almost all the weeds of pasture are easily controlled with tillage, and almost all the weeds of a crop are good forage for cattle.
Mm-hmm.
So by rotating them around, you know, it was, you let nature take care of it. And I thought that was really fascinating. And then, of course, the other thing that, you know, I got into was, you know, you found out that you could have a really wonderful steak, even though it was grass-fed, you know. And so we brought that back and started talking up to the idea of let's take a look at this grass finishing, you know, where you actually make a steak that's, you know, USDA choice on pasture. Well, how do you do that? You know, and of course the Argentines have a well worked out system where the animal, you know, goes through a series of forages that are increasing in quality to keep that the average daily gain high, you know, all year long. And it was just fascinating. I met a man down there named Anibal Pordomingo, who I've become wonderful friends with, and he's a leading researcher and has his own ranch, too. And he's helped us immeasurably transfer this Argentine technology to the United States and is, you know, largely responsible for the growth of grass-fed beef in the last, you know, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think grass-fed beef consumption has gone from about zero to $3 billion a year is what they're estimating it
That's
now.
Great. So. Yeah, we had a really interesting conversation with Sally Fallon on the air a few weeks ago. We got I don't know if you got in this loop or not, but A&M came up with some data. They ran some kind of a test on hamburger meat.
Right.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Well, actually, nobody has seen the study that they have supposedly did because they refused to release it. All we've seen is a press release that A&M
sent out. I didn't know that part.
No, everybody's requested the study, and A&M, it suddenly has gotten lost. They can't find it.
What we're that's very common. I've run into that before. What we're talking about here is that A&M came up with data saying that traditionally raised beef in feedlots was more nutritious, had more omega-3. I don't know if it said that specifically.
What they were saying was that, you know, okay, this is supposed to be this wonder grass, and so we're going to feed you 5 hamburgers a week for 5 weeks, and check your cholesterol, and if the cholesterol hadn't gone down, that proves that grass-fed beef is a fraud, you know.
Yeah, unbelievable.
But the whole study was only 27 people.
Yep.
Well, what else did they eat other than those 5 hamburgers?
Yeah, all kinds
Nobody
of questions.
Nobody knows.
All kinds of questions.
What was the cholesterol before? Nobody knows.
One thing Sally brought up, though, was that sometimes the omega-3s are higher in feedlot meat because it has more fat than people that are trying to raise lean beef. She was trying to make a point out of the fact that
right. We
really don't want lean beef.
We want it well finished, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
We want fat. We just want a different kind of fat.
Right. And it wasn't, I think the CLA is the one that can be higher more than the omega-3.
Well, good. I'm glad I asked you about that. We've run into that with other testing from that university, and not just them. By the way, speaking of universities, is any university in Argentina or New Zealand or the United States talking about this grass-fed approach at all yet in the university in
as
their
far
education?
As far as the health angle or production
How
angle?
To do it?
They're trying to, you know, most of your southern universities, with the exception of one in Texas that we just discussed, you know, are you know, sniffing around the edges of it. The one that's really doing a lot in the health angle on it and finding, you know, confirming all the stuff that came out of Argentina is Clemson University.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in South Carolina. They are really going to town with the health aspects of grass-fed beef. You
know? Well, Clemson is where I believe T.L. Sen came, where he was a professor and did the research on seaweed. So they've mm-hmm. kind of been into organics for a little while, I guess.
Mm-hmm. The interesting thing, you know, in the Northeast, in New England, you know, I've made, you know, talked to Cornell and other universities up there, and I says, look, the only agriculture that's viable up here is alternative agriculture. You know, you're not viable in commercial agriculture. You know, the land base is too fractured and the soil's too thin and all that. You know, that they ought to be totally focusing on you know, what I call heritage foods or you know, high-value agriculture, you know.
Let's talk about heritage foods. But first of all, tell people how to get more information, the website and whatever else you want to give out.
Right. If you want to take a look at us, our website is stockmangrassfarmer.com, just all written together as one word. And if you'd like a free sample copy of the magazine, if you'd call 1-800-748-9808, we'll be glad to send you one.
Okay, 800-748-9808. And it's on the website right there.
Right,
I noticed
yeah.
that you were still making that offer. That's good.
Right.
This term heritage foods is intriguing. Tell us how you got that started.
Well, down here in the deep south where I live just outside of Hattiesburg, Mississippi, down in the very southernmost part of the state. And we have a big problem with organic in that a lot of the people here are socially conservative, and they think of organic foods as something the hippies did back in the 70s,
right.
And, you know, and long hair and pot smoking and all that stuff. And so what we decided to do was put a spin on it and say, well, look, well, we're not talking about that. We're talking about raising food like your great-grandfather did,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like heritage foods. And all of a sudden, all that resistance went away, and we just had a huge festival here called Heritage Day, where we celebrated, you know, old-timey ways of raising food and cooking food and eating food.
I think that's a great idea.
And heritage crafts like making furniture and stuff and self-sufficiency. And we're going for the city council and we're coming up with guidelines for chickens, yard chickens again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People can have hens, no roosters, you know. Don't need roosters to have eggs.
Eliminate the noise problem.
Right, right. And the other thing, we started researching all this stuff, and, you know, before the 1930s, everybody landscaped their yards with fruit trees.
Sure.
And so we're going back in our heritage district of our town, and let's use fruit trees as landscaping.
Well, every time I talk to people about community gardens or home gardens, they want to talk about vegetables and herbs and things, but I always tell them, put in some pomegranates and some jujubes and some other fruit trees, figs. A lot of those things are easy to grow. We like to put in roses, not only for the beauty, but the petals are edible and the hips are full of vitamin C. So all that works together really well.
Well, what I did with this heritage thing, I got to thinking, well, you know, how did they do all that? So I started researching heritage foods. Well, here in Hattiesburg at the University of Southern Mississippi, they have an Indian Heritage Center, you know, for the Indians in this area. And I started visiting with them, and we started, well, you know, the original organic farmers were the Indians.
Sure.
How did they do that,
mm-hmm.
you know? And the Choctaw Indians that lived here were a farming-based tribe. They were not, you know, like the Western Indians, you know, that were, you know, hunters. You know, they were farmers, and they were using this idea of land rotation, no more than 3 years in crops, and then they moved. You know, and the other thing, of course, this is a very infertile, sandy soil area. Is they never grew crops except on alluvial soils, you know, along stream banks and rivers and stuff where they had alluvial, you know, soil building.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so I started researching that, and I thought that was real interesting, and I started writing articles about it in the magazine. People said, I want to know more about that, you know. And so anyway, it wound up that my article series turned into a 200-page book.
Right.
It's called The Moving Feast. And, of course, the moving part was this idea of rotation, you know, that in these warm climates like you and I live in, as you know, the hardest part of growing organic food is keeping soil organic matter high.
That's right.
And, you know, if we, you know, like the Argentinians, if we'd put it back to pasture or you know, and keep that soil organic matter high. I did something this year that was, I'm sure you've talked about on your show. I had some rotting hay bales.
Uh-huh.
And I just put my tomato plants in those hay bales.
Yeah, that's a good way to go.
Best tomato crop I've ever had.
The only thing you got to be careful about around here, Alan, and I'm curious if it's a problem in your area, there are two very recalcitrant broadleaf herbicides that are used around these parts. One is clopyrrolid, and the other is picloram.
Right.
And those can really last in hay. Do you have to deal with that issue?
Luckily, our farmers around here are so cheap, nobody uses.
That's good. Well, then, you know, that's what Judy and Logan and I kind of picked up on in Argentina, especially in Mendoza. We asked if they were organic with their grape growing, and they were like, well, the weather's so perfect here, we don't have insects and diseases, so we're kind of organic by benign neglect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think they still use some synthetic fertilizers, which we'd, you know, would like to get them to change, but it's probably how they got into the grass-fed thing all over Argentina for the most part, and New Zealand too, like you were saying.
Right.
Well, let's take a little quick break. Can you hang with us for one more segment?
Okay.
All right. That's Alan Nation, the owner of the Stockman Grass Farmer, and we will talk more right after this. Don't go away. Thrive by Alpha Biosystems may be the most important product that has come on the market since I've been preaching organics. Beneficial bacteria plus mycorrhizal fungi to enhance the soil life, clean up pet odors, clear up ponds and water features, and heal sick plants. Thrive works great, it's cost effective, and it's good for all planting. For more information, go to alphabiosystems.com or call them 888-265-7929 or check with your local organic retailer. There's a brand new product from Zeotech. It's one specifically for bed preparation to go along with the kitty crystals, the best cat litter around, critter crystals for the other small pets, Z-Quine for horses, Zeobrite for the pool filter, and now Turfaid for organic bed preparation. For more information on the Zeolite that I recommend, go to zeotechcorp.com or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store and ask for Zeotech Zeolite recommended by the Dirt Doctor.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
If you are currently having trouble hearing, or if you have a friend or relative that's having trouble hearing you, I've got a recommendation. It's Affordable Hearing. It's the hearing aid company that I recommend. Several locations. First of all, Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that will help. Their hearing helpline is 800-521-1592, and it's available 7 days a week to answer your questions. Also, the same number to call for an appointment, 800-521-1592. Take advantage of getting a free test and taking one of the hearing aids home to try for a while with no obligation. You will be glad you did. It's Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592. Had trouble with other hearing aids in the past? Well, that's even more reason to take advantage of this opportunity. Call Greg Keeney and his staff at Affordable Hearing and try them out. 800-521-1592. All righty, Howard Garrett back with you, and I'm visiting today with Alan Nation, who's the owner of the Stockman Grass Farmer. Alan and I were talking off the air. We want to talk about the history of Argentina and how they got into all this, but real quick, first, Alan, Judy and I really eat a lot of grass-fed meats. We have it available down at the farmer's market and other ways around here. But on your website, you have some interesting ways for people to find where to buy raw milk and raw cheese and grass-fed meats. Talk about that real quick.
Well, the best way to find it is go to eatwild.com.
Joe's website.
Right, and there's a map of the United States, and just click on your state, and it will come up with all the listings that we know of in that state of people that sell grass-fed products. And it'll have a little, you know, thing about their farm and what they're doing and all that stuff with their phone number and website and all that. And that's about the best way that I've found to find it.
Yeah, that's a good tip, and that's right on his website, StockmanGrassFarmer.com. And again, if you'd like a free, he's offering a free sample of their magazine. Just give them a call, 800-748-9808. Judy and I, I can tell the difference. I feel better when I'm eating all this stuff. It's not just an environmental improvement. It's better food.
Right, right. When it's done right, it's truly superior.
Well, know? That's one of the keys. The only criticism I ever get is that it's tough sometimes, and that's an art. Argentina probably has it down at this point better than anybody, or New Zealand, or what would you say?
Now, Argentina is the best, and Uruguay, you know.
Well, tell us a story about how they got started.
Well, the Argentines, you know, started off, you know, just producing beef on the pampas and all, and they kept having problems with the thistle getting into their pastures and all, and so they started plowing the pastures down and growing wheat to get rid of the thistles in the pasture. It was just a weed control deal, you know. Uh-huh. Well, then when World War II came along, there was such a demand for grains, you know, of all kinds in the world due to the war, and of course they weren't in the war zone, that they just plowed up the whole country and and created a huge dust bowl. And so their dust bowl was like, you know, 10, 15 years after ours. And so, and of course, they weren't into chemical agriculture at that time. And so, you know, their system of rotating it to pasture, you know, and only keeping it in crops for 3 years to keep that soil organic matter was a way to keep that soil from blowing, you know, to keep it together. And of course, coming up with this rotation where you used annual crops, very highly digestible annual crops, they could keep that average daily gain high in the summertime and high in the wintertime, you know. And that's what allowed them to produce year-round, well-finished, grass-fed beef.
Annual crops.
What? So the annual crops are you know, like sorghum Sudan, or they would graze corn in the green leaf stage, not when the corn was made, but
right.
The leaves of corn produce the same gain as the corn, you know, and don't have the high omega-6 in them, you know.
I was on a ranch just a few weeks ago where they were experimenting with a kind of a pea, a kind of a legume, and using it as a crop, and it looked really interesting.
Right.
I think there's still a lot to learn in this whole
area. Well, let
me
tell you a place you can learn it.
Okay.
That's not very far from you. There's a place in Elmont, Texas. You know where Elmont is?
I've been there.
Called Homestead Heritage Farm.
That's a great place. Great place.
And they are practicing the Argentine rotation. They grow 2 years of alfalfa pasture, you know, grazed alfalfa pasture. They graze it with their dairy cows, followed by 1 year of corn or sorghum, 1 year of wheat or oats, and 1 year of sweet potatoes, peanuts, or southern peas, cow peas or black-eyed peas, we call them, or black beans. So, you know, that's 2 years of pasture and 3 years of crops. I'd like to see a longer pasture sequence, and they're trying to get an adjacent farm where they'll put in a true Argentine 5-3 rotation.
That's great. Well, that whole place is fascinating. I've recommended it to people before. They teach you how to make gorgeous furniture. They've got a blacksmith shop. They're totally organic. It's called Heritage Homestead. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the right name?
Now, listen to this, Howard. The trick in farming is to sell food, not sell, you know, intermediate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so they take their corn and make grits out of it.
Right, right.
And they sell them to chefs up there where you live.
That's right. They make a lot of good crops.
Right.
They sell honey and all sorts of things. They have a little restaurant there that serves a lot of the food that they grow. It's a beautiful, beautiful place, too.
Well, let me tell you what happens with that corn crop when you make grits out of it. Suddenly grosses $4,500 an acre.
Okay, that'll get some attention out there.
Sweet sorghum, if you'll turn it into syrup, grosses $3,500 an acre. Okay, and wheat turned into bread is $2,500 an acre. And sweet potatoes are $20,000 an acre.
You've just gotten a lot of people's attention. And you can find out more detail about all this in Alan's books there. You can find out about his books on his website. The website is thestockmangrassfarmer.com. Alan, it's been too long. We need to get together more often.
I know we do.
This is fun stuff, and you can get a free copy of his magazine by giving him a call, 800-748-9808. And I'm going to get to Mississippi sometime soon, I promise. I want to come see you.
Good.
Thank you, Alan.
All right. Bye-bye.
That is Alan Nation, and he's an interesting guy, as you can tell. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. My website is dirtdoctor.com, or go to green-living.com.